Keith Kramer with Mission Network News. Refugees are on the move, both in and out of Syria. Pierre Hosni with Horizons International says amidst the country's regime change, surrounding nations are seeing more of a refugee exchange than a wave. As some groups return to Syria, others flee. Hosni senses hope on the ground, though, in spite of political volatility.
We just need to be praying for the situation and not putting our hope in the political changes, but we can be happy that good changes are happening and be also just trying to seize the spiritual opportunities that this presents.
Find your place in the story, including ways that you can pray into the situation at missionnews.org. And according to the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, Tunisia remains one of the world's toughest places in which to follow Christ. It has a rich Christian history, yet believers make up less than 1% of the population in this North African nation. Now, we're withholding names for security purposes, but one Tunisian believer says,
talking about persecution is very, very hard topic because the constitution provides the freedom, but the society could be hostile against Christians.
Tunisia is taking baby steps toward democracy, becoming the first country in North Africa to seek the protection for religious freedom. Media provides an important venue to discuss religious freedom and more. Speaking through an interpreter, another Muslim background believer says,
media is helping the church have a voice outside these walls and exposed to society.
Pray that Christian productions will draw people to the hope that only Jesus can offer. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.